This story has been told by a blind man, Cedar Snigaroff, who in early 1900, 10, 12, in those years, when the Jesley home was still in Unalaska, Dr. Newhall went and invited the old man Cedar. He was blind, and they would invite him up to feed him a meal. And then after they fed him a meal, why, he, from this one story occurs to me, it seems like that it was a camping out during the sea otter hunting was this story occurred. And he told it as giving the name to the man and to the family that this boy, the sea otter hunting, stayed overnight about. So it starts as he comes to this village. And the Aleut name of this boy, man, was Takthala. That means he wanted to eat, but he still had his pride and wouldn't bump from these people. So he ate just a little bit, and to be polite. Then he went to bed, and they had all the activities the whole evening. Then they went to bed. After everybody went to sleep, this Takthala, he got up quietly, stepping over people that were sleeping under the grass mats, and quietly went into the fireplace where the pots were that they cooked the meal in, fish, meat, and the roasting sticks were still over the fireplace there. So he makes himself comfortable out there and scrapes the bottom of the pots, and then he takes these sticks and eat the remaining of the meat and fish that's been cooked over the open fire. Then he goes and gets himself water and drinks water down. And while he was juggling the sealed stomach out of water out of the seal stomach, why, it gurgled, and one of the sleeping people out there went and thought that there was somebody at their door. And so, without getting up out of their bed, "Who is there? Who is there? Who is this that's meddling around?" And he didn't answer. He didn't know what to say. He didn't know what he was going to go and to use for an excuse. He couldn't say that he was out scraping the pots and getting the rest of the food off of the sticks or things like that. So he didn't give an answer. And he listened to him. And then they said, "Did you hear me? Ting to Teltkine. Talk talk ting to Teltkine." He didn't answer. And pretty soon, "Do you want me to get up and find you, or are you going to tell me who you are? And what harm do you want to do to us?" And so at that point, Takthala knew that he had to say something, he had to do something. And so Takthala went and said, "I was going to build a fire and cook a kettle so you could have tea." And somebody from the group in there once said, "This time of the night, you want us to get up and have tea?" He says, "The opening of the daylight is when you get up, but not in the middle of the night when people is just turning to have a good sleep, then you're rummaging around there. What are you doing out in the fireplace?" "Ingalo mil akus matik." Takthala Nothing, oh, nothing, nothing. So one of the guys went into, was going to get up and punish him for waking up, you know, because he didn't like to be woken up in the sleep. But his wife or somebody went and talked him out of it. And so he went and said, he was just only drinking some water because he was thirsty. That was why we told you to eat, and then you didn't eat and nibbled like Shiviyak. That's a rain, like a bird. You ate like a bird and didn't have your share with us. You did not want to eat with us. Now I know why you was up. You went out there and ate the rest of the food that was left out there in the fireplace. Is that what you was doing? Harsh like that. This Takhtadak said, I guess I was. And that was how he got his name, Takhtadak. He went and could eat, you know, but then he just didn't eat. So the Aleuts went and called him Takhtadak.
Now what does Takhtadak mean?
Takhtadak means he wants to eat, you know, but he still didn't eat. And now you would say to have pride and be polite that you didn't eat. And so Takhtadak means you wanted to eat and still you didn't eat. That's why they gave him that name, Takhtadak, meaning that you want to eat and you still didn't eat. And so people try to feed him, and then they don't want to eat in blood, and you catch too. I mean, Kodlatan, they call it Takhtadak. And they leave, then you want to pick around.
Like as if you would tell that story, the Bill Terpanos number 2 story about the boy who went out into the fog.
Oh,
tell it in English. So.
Could you find that spot and go over it again?
In the record?
Yeah. No, you can't. Huh? The second story, huh? The second story. That was where he... I know. Here's... Bill never referred to uncles and nephew, huh?
No.
He said father and son.
Yeah.
Well... In the old, very old parts, just a minute now, don't put me on yet. The very old parts of wife of a long time ago, Aleuts, when a woman had a daughter, why then? They didn't value their daughters as much as they went and done their boys. And so when there was a boy on why their grandparents mostly had more to say about the children than the parents themselves did. But the uncle went and always had lots to say and do. They wanted to especially like in Attu and then Atka type more. And then it was that way in Unalaska too, as Cedar told, that the uncle went and had more to say about his nephew, wanted his nephew to be this, you know. And he had to be a man while you had to survive in weather and tough things out. So that was what the uncle would say or do while even he's small. Now, like I said, I started body to cooking in very young age because I know I was going to die and I was very sick. I didn't want to leave body without knowing how to cook and fix himself meal when his uncles were working. So I learned him that, and then that was the Aleut custom of what this uncle was to Arden, and that's the story that Bill has, but he's got it to father and son.
Okay, well, tell it. I'll turn it on and tell it the way. It's recording now. Just start the story.
I want to retranslate to Bill Chopin's story about the son and father and son, and of the old age. Aleut went and referred uncle and the nephew, but he says father and son. As the story goes, why it's a boy being learned through the winter months to how to build his oidarki. And so this uncle teaches and shows him how to build his oidarki through the winter months. And comes spring, and this boy is eager to go out and try his oidarki out. Long ago, there was the Aleut families that were in bunches and in inlets and little bays and points, and but each community or each group of the Aleuts had to be better than the next one. And this uncle knew a group of Aleuts that was around the point. And he knew that his nephew was eager to go out and try, and he was to find out all the things. And he asked him the first time, and he refused him. He asked him the second time, and he refused him. And asked him to wait a while, to wait a while. That he was afraid that there would be some blow or something. He wanted him to go out when it's good weather. So the boy went and asked the third time. So he said, okay, if you will promise me to take your oidarki out and try it and ride it around, not to go out of my sight, and don't go around the point to the next village where the people are. So the boy promised him that, no, I won't, like any child does. And they gave him privilege to go out and try his oidarki. He rode around in the bay there, and he still had in mind that his uncle told him not to go around this point. But like any child, as he was wondering why his uncle didn't want him to go on the point. But he was, as he was riding around in the bay there, a big fog came down and covered. And he went drifting, as they went and told him, when the fog comes down, why then they are to not to row around anymore. And so he went and started and lifted his paddles and went drifting. And then when he was drifting and the fog lifted up, why then he was on the other side of this point that his uncle wanted forbidden. And he didn't notice this. And he didn't know whereabouts he was at. And so off the bayway, he started in paddling toward the land that you see. Then while he was paddling in toward the landway, he noticed another oidarki coming toward him. So he went to it to get an advice, find out whereabout he was at. When this oidarki came up to him with this man in it, why he went and he said, greeted and then asked whereabout he was. And then This man grumpily like answers him and says, "Didn't you know which way you was traveling when you was in, when you were out in this boat here? If you didn't, why didn't you stay in your village instead of roaming around and come into this bay? I'm not in any place where I know where I am, but my uncle wanted to forbid me to go around the point. And so I don't know where I'm at now. Would you take me to your village and let me stay there until this fog lifts up and then I can find my way back home again?" He said, "Maybe you have a daughter that I could marry while I'm, if you're going to take me to your village." And this man said, "Sure, I have two daughters. And if you will go and row and find your way ashore away, then I'll let you marry one of my daughters." He said, "Sure," he said, "I'll do that. If you tell me which way to go, I will go." Then this man went and said, You go this direction and go in front of me and I will follow you." And then he turned around and looked at him and he said, "Which direction?" And then this man said, "You see that land in front of you there?" He says, "That's my village." He says, "You go there in front of me and see how fast you can go, and I will follow you." So they've learned this boy to paddle fast, and then as fast as he can go, he's going to show him that he could handle his boat, you know, having in his mind that he was going to marry his daughter. So off goes this boy in front of him and towards the shore. And this man lets him go a distance away from him, and from behind he goes and shoots his arrow, spear at him, and kills him. Then he turns his baidarki over and let him go adrift. Then he himself goes ashore. Then the father went and came looking for this boy, and this man went and said they didn't see no boy around. And this uncle went and demanded that he was going to find his nephew if he was around in the village there. First he checked the baidarki rack, see if he would see his nephew's baidarki in that group, and it wasn't. He kept the going, and each time he went and made a move and he seen a person way, he killed him, and just kept the going through the whole village there and killed everybody that was in sight there. And then this man was with him all the time that killed his nephew. And so he said, "My nephew is not here. What did you do with him?" And he says, "You must have killed him." He turned around and struck him and killed him. Then he had killed the whole community that was there, got in his baidarki and went home and told the mother of this boy that his nephew was nowhere around, and this man of the village, that man, once said that he didn't see the boy, but he was pretty sure that he killed him. And so without his nephew, he couldn't go and carry on, because he gave him his word to go out in the baidarki, and so I have nothing more to live for. So he goes off in the case of us, kills himself. And that's all that I know of the story, he says, Biltre Pena. Chinaya chula hayula, chinaya chula hayula, hayula na ha chimchiya ha
Was that a chant?
Yeah, that's a chant. When that torch goes on. Okay. Then it goes on and on. There was an old, I want to tell this because I know this song, so, you know, kind of nice. It was sung by an old blind woman from Act Two, Jenny Krukoff's mother. And Jenny was the only child that she went and had, you know. And she got married, and her mother went and was lonesome, you know, for her. They never saw her. Where she would go to these games, you know, to these places, and then she sang, you know, joining this chanting. And so one time when she went and was asked to sing a song, and she sang this one, and she said that this is from my daughter that's away. And he said, everyone knows that she was the only child I had. So she would sit there and she would start. Kidalakin, kidalakin, kidalakin, why? Kidalakin, umasana, pulting waya. Kida la gartin, kida gartin way, alkutan matali gan gari nartin. Kida la gartin, kida gartin way, ina kating makuning malikin matanaga, ting kida la gartin way.
What did it mean, that song?
She said, I don't want her to be crying. That says, Kidalgat. I don't want you to be crying. And don't be crying, because I don't want you to be crying. I didn't give you a way to get married, so that you would be abused and cry. But being alone, I have to think of that. Maybe you're crying, maybe you're happy. Maybe you're thinking of me, but there's moments that I've never forget about you. So, if you use Kidalavati, don't cry, don't be unhappy. That's her chorus. And then her voice was so nice of saying, Kidalavati, Kidalavati, in a way, you know, to side to side.
Do you want to sing any other Hindi songs?
Hallelujah.
About that lady, you know?
Tell me again.
Huh?
Tell me again for this tape. Tell me about it again.
Well, this, I sing for the lady, you know, now.
Yeah.
Man is singing for lady.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay?
I never knew that lady, but I would like to see her. I like to see her all the time, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that mean another word by guys mean, I don't know which look like it. I don't know what it looked like. It, I don't know what it is. Who it is, you know.
The lady you're dreaming about?
No, I didn't dream about it. I got it in my mind all the time.
I see.
Then after that, by guys, you know, I got her. Yeah. Then I slept with him.
Uh-huh.
Then against it, you know, that means I, you, why you start to. That means. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In the bed, you know.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Okay.
Ato si klama manga nuko aka sikiteki sa yudeni kakliko hunaya kin kina musuko kakliko hunaya aga sikiteki sa yudeni kakliko hunaya aga sikiteki sa yudeni kakliko hunaya kin kina musuko kakliko hunaya kin kina musuko kakliko hunaya ato sikla mamanga nukuk takak ato sikla mamanga nukuk aga sikutiki sa yudeli kakliko hunaya o loktada mukarisa kakliko hunaya o loktada mukarisa kakliko hunaya aga sikutiki sa yudeli kakliko hunaya aga sikutiki sa yudeli kakliko hunaya o loktada mukarisa kakliko hunaya aga sikutiki sa yudeli kakliko hunaya kin kina musuku kakliko hunaya kin kina musuku kakliko hunaya to stikla manga nuku akara to stikla manga nuku akara sikutake sa yudeli kakliko hunaya aga sikutake sa yudeli kakliko hunaya kin kin musuku kakliko hunaya kin kin musuku kakliko hunaya aga sikutake sa yudeli kakliko hunaya aga sikutake sa yudeli kakliko hunaya inako.
What was that one about?
That about that lady tell you about the other day. Yeah. This lady was young lady, you know. Now, her boyfriend was out hunting sea otter, you know. He'd been out there all summer. And pretty soon he knew what time he's supposed to come home, too, you know. That's why he's teeing the window. 16 window, you know.
Uh-huh.
Look out there every day.
Uh-huh.
Finally, by God, they see them coming home now. And he made that song all summer long, you know, over and over, over and over. Finally, by God, you see that young man, you know, coming home with a traveling darkie, which with that lady makes that song for that man. Then after he got hit by God, they made a program, you know, for the whole village. The people used to do that before.
Not celebration,
sorry. Celebration, yeah. Not only her makes a song, you know, everybody. People see home, you know. Then the people stay out in Budarki all summer, make all kinds of songs. And when they get home, by God, they all celebrate, you know, singing, dancing.
Uh-huh.
That's what we used to make the songs, you know, them people before. That's right.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Tanana wa igada ko mal ga klik ko mal ko ngoye ko yu ku so mal ga klik ko mal ko ngoye la kaya mani ka sin kan kan ki kelin na ma ye kan ni ti ko la kaya na yu na ta ko la kaya na yu la ka go le lo ko kaya yu na kle tu ko go la kaya na yu ta ta ti ni ya ga ma wa ri a ga le ga ta ti ni go a yu tri ko no ya yu kaye mu gojam ni ge mi qaq tu dumal gi nga jaye ma awwa gi na qaq tu ma wo ma qada na qallag na na qut qilgan ni kin go taqlik qun awum ta su su kaye qaq qaq ku ku taqlik qun adha mu jil gi la na qallag nu bas qanna ku dul gi qun qanna ku ge mu tu nu taqlik qun qanna ku yul wa qanna ku yul wa ku yu ki su la kaya wa Azal nani kusutan kani kisah ayuh senarai ni kalau tuh silak ingat tuh kan ayuh sekuat jingga jaga maguagna kadal liak terlihat ayuh siap tuh ini mikap jingga jaga maguagna kap mana dah nak kalah nak terlihat nikel gua mesko belgas kini usulna susun mati tanam sedangkan nisku no ani luk pokoknya ingat kini luk tanak luk kusna juga tak nan Agut kini istangga tinat kekseyomul gul. Alu mamnan tuhun kaza mukini kekstangga nis kuno. Ani lu kalu kini kaki kekstak tak gul. Hingga tien segini tu kung ningas kuno gul. Adni jak lana kon kita kan kali kaum naga waktu kini mikro waktu kuno gul lana alju sakna tanam tu jekuno. Nana lu gul tanam lu gam tak kuno gul koi kusa gul. Lakaya nu kono wi mech malona tya yiktik nu ajikiga ajqalgam tliq tuku yanu qok mi qamatu nuqtiqlik qom uzani qagamulni qanavit tikrit klas istikma gadna qakum gadna qegemu mech malyagu tuqna qoqulugu yiqqan chalada sagitmat kadagi mugul mech malyagu natna kon klik qom qolgur lagna chana qakum Agal kono metu nusak tu tak kono. Allah wes kini nang lek ntaja kono metu nusak tu tak kono. Tak nam tak kono gitu. Kita kau jor nak ikut cai jekla kayam siling litik tu tak kono. Tak nam tak kono kisah kani kling nugu jan nalog ni lasak kagak nugu. Hilanak kono. Ni gim tu ni naga cinga tu ni ekpustun tersegim gua macam cai ginga tu nutrai dah usulak sulika kata gim gua lak kaya gina apa lak kaya kasat kono, tergim tam dia macam cai usul tu nutrai dah usulak tu gua inglit kata gim gua ik kamil salah dengan juga kono, aju usul gua gan gua mana nuku kelir tu kono, nuku kelir macam tu nuku kelir tu kono. Uzani qagamulni qinavit tiklit tiklas isik panuma gagini qaptuk. Aqagi muguye imgax tige gu chay gitkegin. Aqadagi mugu chagin akko qasligu chizak chugam nax. Mechmalli qatchagitlik kuni. Amutli qutkan mechmalli qugu umlaqlik kula kayametu nuqtiklik kuni. Sachiga qaqtilig lakin la kustaqnaqsiga qadgu kodig istaqlikum lakin qanqika gugemul wadna qaqqunu aga qaqqunu de e koyu kusukkulil gurqt kuqi istaqlikunu istalgugujin gagin koyu kusnat kinajqatikunu ajqas kuguji admu jelgam taqt kusakkaya qaqliku qurtqilkunu koyu kusak uqurtqiligi mugulketun nuqtasqilkunu сакам телгаққа қоққұрланғақты көре телгегіз азаңна сықнаттығына гүптық көне гүптақ түгінгіні лемі қағал ой аман иққаңа сүкнігін ату нұқтық көне ату нұқтық көмес көне аққұдастыға саққұдастығына құдастығында салғудағында нестікна көрсікна көрсікні ой Aman çubuğa mil naksını güzel asfalt konu. Asfalt kadar giyme güzel. İlhan al yuksalık sana akonu kutatı çok ne olsun da asfalt konu. Hakkı tıklık.
What was that about? Tell me
in English. This is about a man, you know. He was making budayaki all spring. Okay, this boy want to go out, but the father never go, let him go out, you know, for a long time. Finally, by gosh, he want to go out one day again, so father let him go out. Then told him not to go behind the point there. But this boy, you know, by God, run away, he go behind that point. Then he get lost. You know where he come from. That's why he lay there. Pretty soon he seen the boat come, right, told him. Then this man come around and ask him, where you come from? This boy told by God, I didn't come from no place. My father made my budarki all spring, but he didn't let me go out for all this time. Finally, by God, don't go out this morning. And he told him, by God, don't go behind that point. But I didn't. I come behind this point. I got lost out there. Because if you go out daughter, why are you taking it to your daughter? It told that man, you know. That man has lost his daughter, you know, he can't stay home. Nervous, you know. Mm-hmm. Being out every day, by God, this man got mad, you know. This man told him, go ahead. If you want to go to my place, go right in front of me. They let him go to the front, you know. They let him go about 50 yards. Then the spirit, and he killed that boy, you know. And he went home. Finally, by guys, his boy, father, you know, he go looking for his boy, go to that man. So he went to that guy, you know. I got to hear that guy talking about that boy, you know. What he done to him. What he do to him. And finally, when he go to sleep, you know, put there something, doorway there. And it's a boy bedroom, you know. Finally, by God, it's not. Yeah. That was something like a drum or something, you know. When everybody touched it, by God, could make noise, you know. Wake everybody up. Whereas this guy come down in his house, you know. He picks that. He go to that man first. You know, he changed his mind. I should kill these two boys. Of course, he killed my boy, he got him in his mind, you know. So he picked that, what you call him, out of the doorway, you know.
That partition?
Yeah. Then they killed them two boys right in the bed there. Then they went away. While he was going home, you know, he caught halibut. He put the, he said, sand, you know, the beach, and put the bar alongside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, this guy, he wake up in heart to this boy, you know. Have to go out and get this saved boat. No answer by guy, pretty soon he go to his room, you know. This guy, boy is already dead. And he know this guy was into his house, you know. So he go to this guy there. Then this guy saw him come and talk to that guy, you know. And he went on the beach, he pick up, he let him go on the side of a halibut, you know. and pick up this madaki with him, take him through, you know. But you guys finally slip on that halibut, you know. And you push it to the madaki, kill him right there. This guy home, he died to himself. That's that story. I can hold it. Haniya, haniya, ha ha. Haniya, haniya, ha ha. Haniya, haniya, ha ha. Haniya, haniya, ha ha. Adam ko malga ko ko malgan matali ko. Adam ko malga ko ko malgan matali ko. Kayam kayaklaga ha chuka na kurikeya. Ho ho aniya aniya ha ha aniya aniya ha ha. Aniya aniya ha ha aniya aniya ha ha. Adam ko mayelga.
Kogu ikka kogu, ma nii saab kuulnud.
I will myself. Why you give my son a new school? Because the manager came to look to come. But come on, not to look along room, come on, not than a new school. Here, Carly looked to room, but thing I need to know. Look up, Kun. Look up again with a man caging in the way. It's a thick actic numb top, Kusana Kalyan take him away. He who could not look at Kermal of the Lerit to look to him away. Gagnid is a chat of the game with a sakana of Jacob Sambling. Kilan Patkuno, a Padagiman, we kagging in the city, not what Kun. Yagum talk to Sakai. Sakna will massa while you must still talk to Rasakia, Akakuk, Clickuno. Select Kulumatun with the luck of the Kutta Clickuno. As for Nakata, the Likum Tadan Riku is the Sakaya Kasakamuku technique. A coral Gugum talk to what for Nakata, the Likum Tadan Riku is Guya Kalgam of Talk to Guyam Inu Taksakul Guya for Nakata, the Gumatadan, where is the Sukun Savga Regime Guyak Kamat Kinetic at the Kuku Yuza Sukun Sukadayamatu no Kakunu. Arctic runner were not some matter than the Mustang Nakap, cook money school. Ah, we just as Ganati that what he got, Sadaka Slaniga, that may eat. Go Arctic runner were not some matter than the Mustang Nak. Ah, we just as Gatagi, Sadaka Slaniga, go Arctic runner were as some matter than the Mustang Nak, cook money school. Ah, we just as Gan Kalaga, Kalaga, Sadaka Slaniga, something. Kugan Arctic Ranal Ranas and Matting the Mustang Nak, a cookmanis, the good Ingukun, Kitten Kalik home, Nadra, Kimmy Cook, the good Ilana, Yuks, Alexander, Gutana, Madmujikun. Gutana, Lugum, Liku, Witki, Chok, Lord Silas Sakun, Akatak.
What was that story about?
Story about the man.
Which man?
That's a story, you know, about the man. Who killed his man, he was there. Fool himself, die, you know. Then he go back to that another lady. Finally, by God, this lady, you know, find out. So he went to that lady. Then he killed that lady right there. Then he killed his man too, killed his own husband. Yeah.
Killed the lady's husband?
Yeah.
Why did he do that?
Well, because that man was fooled his wife, you know, this one.
So he killed his wife and the man?
Yeah, that's right. He killed that woman and he killed his own husband.
Huh.
That's right.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aya khavillilu lilu, aya khavillilu lilu, aya khavillilu lilu, aya khavillilu lilu, aya khavillilu lilu, aya khavillilu lilu, aya khavillilu lilu, aya khavillilu lilu, aya Kiksi waniku, ayakata yawaktaku, ayaka, ayaka, vililuli, lu, ayaka, vililuli, lu, ayaka, ayaka, vililuli, lu, ayaka, vililuli, lu, ayaka, ayaka, lu, matokimitumilla. Hiksi warniku, ayakata yawaktaku, ayaka, ayaka, lilu, lilu, ayaka, lilu, lilu, ayaka, ayaka, lilu, lilu, ayaka, lilu, lilu, ayaka, ayaka, lu, matukimitkumilla, kiksi warniku, ayakata yawaktaku.
What was that song about?
This song about, that's a game song. That's right. There are two sticks, you know. That's right. We sing about the sea lion. Yeah. It's called sea lion song, you know. It's in the woods there, all right? But I can't tell in English, you know, I believe.
In the last story about the man who killed his wife and the other man who was fooling around,
Yeah.
Did anything happen to the man who killed his wife and the other man?
No. Man didn't kill nothing, but woman, his woman, killed another woman, you know. And he killed his husband, too.
He killed another woman?
Yeah.
Why did he kill that other woman?
I mean, this lady here?
Yeah.
He's jealous about his husband, I guess.
I see.
That's what he's doing it, I guess. Lots of people, I can tell you. Sanag people. Because people in Kujak Native used to play that, come together, you know.
When they were out at their camps, they played that.
That's right.
Game.
They play that. They didn't want to stay lonesome, you know, that's why. Stay out there, you know, all summer.
But they used to gamble away everything.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Like what?
That's a real game, you know. By God, you bet a lot of stuff.
Like what would they bet?
Bet this clothes, gears, you know, everything. Yeah.
Darkies?
Oh, darkies, all of them.
Wives? Wives?
I don't know. I never heard that before.
Bill McGlashan told me that.
Yeah, but I never heard it. I never heard it. I know one guy is a bit darky, you know, with another darky. And this guy is here, he wins. That's 18 stick against you, you said.
18 sticks?
Yeah.
You had to guess how many sticks were in the can?
Two. Two cans. You used four sticks or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what did you have to get?
Well, you have to get them one stick at a time. Sometimes we give you two together, you know.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we give you nothing in one hand. Uh-huh. They all got names, too. They all got names.
Each stick.
Yeah, each stick.
Were they different sizes?
No. No, no. They're all different made, two of them.
Did they used to play that game with a steel knuckle bone, too, when they were at the camp?
Knuckle bone?
Their shoulder bone? Flip it over to see how it would land?
I don't know. I know that's really good. You can see the stick. Stick, yeah. Then the war. Kalnga Mosu Malga Klikono. Malga Puya. I will tell you, Nangama. Tanning the Wajan Larel took to the Klikono. To the Ligame with La Kayana, Unum Tanning of the Gala Yemu Yok, that is the Gayo to Trikono. I got the Trilgamidum to Kordo Kilgaway. La Kayanil Garna Gunung Tanning the Kinadio Tikono. I go to Sigamung, talk to Kuguya, Yagama, Signum, not the clock, the car, or the cook, and Likono. Who can they give away? Blackayana, my yacht, Likono. Long la cousin Kamaya, O the Kun, O Nagatana, he. Allah he lige rakututa ali mingwa haya udakuta unangata nange nohtaliga halak anunguyu wata akta ikhtakan ayga kamaya Amala kuseng la kuseng kamaya o kurtak la kurtal kakat ki in kama an lang la kuseng kamaya o da kunu nangatana angi ala rekta kuni rakuntu ta aminga maya o da kunu nangatana Angi nukta ali ha ala arnung uyu wata ha ikta kanaka achi kanka amaya ka mahan lakusan kamaya ukurta klukta lka katkin kamaya Nani skuno? Nani lukfuguya man? pues que se me gema matauxin mi matlu ya mar la ganat adana tu nokta klikon ama an la nikta kan ama masakluna nama aya udakunu nangata ana anghi nokta kuraksa ala angana maya ukalgatu kugadilam soka adha Agina maya kakta kingin nga nga Allah ligula damila Aksha kakta kumama kunin nasiga ka Adagimu kalgatu kuga Allah agani kagasukangin kakta kukaksa Allah anga nama aya aya ga Achuchkan ka anga naksa kaza anga nama ya Ikanguza ganika ya kalulga takurika Itiko roko mingi kaya no kamla o klo klo sika nuni ina ngi kaya ahama anla la kusani takani kama sa ana ikaya kamla o klo klo takumi kaya kamla o klo klo takmanis kuno ngani lagi mugul Amanus persim. Kugatu milgas khatikun. As khatiragi muguyu nang tan nang leding sakka gol guguy undang tadring nal luqtin qalga kugut khatiragi muguy tan namaz nu jil kichok lo gol silgas khakun. Aqat taqlat.
What was that story about?
But that boy, you know, all right, this lady was me and crow, you know that black crow?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like that. He sent his crow, his boy crow too, to that native village to bump some blubber from that village, you know. He sent them out a long time, but he can't come home no more. So this mother, he was after his boy, you know, walk around, go to the native place. Finally, by God's he sees the woman picking the bears outside, you know, to meet him. Then he sing for that song for her.
For his mother?
Ask him about his son. He said his son and mother stuck to him, I mean, native village, you know, but he didn't come back home. He said that to about 4 or 5 times. Then he asked his mother needs to see him. About 4 or 5 times to do one like that.
Well, I thought the crow went over to the native village.
Huh?
The crow, you said, went over.
Yeah, that's a person, you know.
Oh, I see.
That's a person. Not the red crow, but we call him person, mean crow, you know. He wear crow, what you call him, wings, everything. So this lady tell him back to that boy, you know. Of course, his boy has made a native place, okay? Okay, when he gets there, by God, his native chief, really chief, you know, give him money. He said he was go to that place to after seal blubber. Okay, this chief, he gave him seal blubber, you know, and put him in a little warehouse. He told that boy, when he go outside, he eat the chief, boys, mudarki, everything, showed up. That's why the chief is mad at him, you know, put him on top of the post. And then they spear him up that way, then drop it. He killed that boy.
Because he didn't come right back.
No. This boy, he would just eat him, that native village chief, boys, mudarki. He showed up.
And then that village killed the boy?
Huh?
Who killed the boy?
That village boss.
Uh-huh.
Chief.
What did the village the boy was from do?
He didn't do nothing to him, but the chief truly killed the mad at him, you know, because he is his boy Budaki up. Chewed up, you know. She's mad at him. Put it off the post. And spear him up that he dropped. That two lady was picking berries, you know, he pick it up and make a cap out of it. Sport, you know. Now this is a lady. Same song, same tune, you know. Sing to that lady. See what she done to him. Then he said he picked it up, you know, make a cap out of it. He said it's on the top of my head. My God, it's another lady mad at him, you know. I don't think I blame him, people, my God. He said it's a part of them, kill that woman. Then this lady left that lady there and go down to native village. Then they kill all the people there and they went home and died.
I'm not going to be able to do that.